Coming to you by remote, I'm Gene Randall. Russian political dissident Alexei Navalny is hospitalized in Berlin after being flown there today from Siberia on an ambulance aircraft. German doctors had traveled to the city of Omsk yesterday to evacuate Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The 44-year-old Navalny, a campaigner against corruption, collapsed on a flight to Moscow Thursday after drinking tea widely believed by his allies to have been laced with poison. After first saying he could not be evacuated because of his condition, and after Navalny's wife appealed to the Kremlin to intervene, the chief of the Siberian hospital relented, and Alexei Navalny at this hour is a patient at Berlin's Charité Hospital. Navalny backers who arranged the rescue flight say his condition is stable but worrying. South Korea says it's held talks in the city of Busan with a top Chinese diplomat, Yang Jiechi, a member of the Communist Party Politburo. Centered on trade, nuclear issues, and the response to the coronavirus, the talks involved the first South Korean visit by a high-level Beijing official since the pandemic erupted in China late last year. The two countries resumed exchanges last month when Seoul sent a ranking diplomat to China for a bilateral economic meeting. Two tropical storms expected to become hurricanes are headed for the Gulf of Mexico coast of the United States and should strengthen over the Gulf's warm waters at the same time. It is a rare weather event that could cause massive damage as the storms make landfall. The National Weather Service says there have never been two hurricanes in the U.S. Gulf simultaneously. The official word is that both current systems look on track to remain separate, but that any interaction between the two could heighten their intensity. The United States says it's suspending military cooperation with the African nation of Mali in response to the overthrow of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. The ousting of Keïta this week has dismayed Mali's international partners, who fear it could further destabilize the former French colony, which is already battling a militant Islamist threat. This is VOA News. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council today welcomed a ceasefire announcement in Libya and called on all parties to adhere to it. The aim, said the council, is to reach a permanent and comprehensive solution to the fighting in the North African nation. Libya's internationally recognized government in Tripoli announced the ceasefire yesterday, and the leader of a rival parliament in eastern Libya also appealed for a halt to hostilities. South Africa's confirmed COVID-19 cases today surpassed 600,000, the highest number on the African continent. Despite imposing one of the world's toughest lockdowns at the end of March, when it had only a few hundred cases, South Africa has since seen a surge in infections. The South Africa figures from Johns Hopkins University, some 603,000 cases and close to 13,000 deaths. The worldwide COVID numbers are closing in on 23 million, with fatalities moving up from 800,000. Here in the U.S., 5.6 million people have fallen ill, while the virus has killed 175,000 plus. Brazil is the next on the list of victims. The death toll there now tops 113,000, with a case count of 3.5 million. The hardest hit city is Manaus, which has lost 23,000 lives to the virus. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has consistently refused to support lockdowns aimed at stemming the spread of the disease. South Korea says it's once again banning large gatherings, closing beaches, shutting down nightclubs and churches, and removing spectators from sports events. All of this in the face of new coronavirus outbreaks. For the ninth straight day, South Korea has reported triple-digit increases in case numbers, most traced to the area in and around Seoul. Cases in South Korea total 17,000, with 309 deaths. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, reported 13 new coronavirus deaths in the past 24-hour period, but health authorities say new infections remain below 200 for the second consecutive day. Australia has seen 24,600 COVID cases with a loss of 485 lives. The UN nuclear watchdog's chief, Rafael Grossi, will make his first trip to Iran in that role. That, according to Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency, who says on Twitter, quote, "We hope this visit will lead to reinforced mutual cooperation. The two sides currently are in a standoff over access to a pair of Iranian sites." The newest Ebola outbreak in the Western Democratic Republic of Congo has infected 100 people and taken nearly half their lives. The latest cluster of cases was declared on June 1st in the city of Bandundu with 1 million people. That was just before Congo declared the end of a previous outbreak in the east, which had dragged on for 2 years. More news online at voanews.com for your convenience. There is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News. VOA 1.